Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay.
Have a good afternoon.
All right, sir. Our next item is subdivision 2006-39, Henry James Johnson Revised Preliminary.
This application received preliminary approval for a 38-lot cluster subdivision November 29th of 2007. The commission granted a one-year time extension September the 11th of last year. The engineer and developer are requesting a revised preliminary approval for a standard 35-lot subdivision. The standard lot subdivision concept was made a part of the presentation at the public hearing through the applicant's exhibit booklet. The public hearing was October 25th of 2007. The street design's the same as the preliminary plan. There was one person who was present spoke in opposition to this application. The revised standard subdivision would allow for double-wide manufactured homes on three-quarter acre lots. And we're raising the question, do you feel it's necessary for a revised public hearing or a new public hearing? And I provided each of you a copy of the engineer's letter and revised plans.
Johnson, I would anticipate that you might have a question or two for the applicant.
I would, sir.
So we'll ask them to come forward. You would, please.
Good afternoon. Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering, Georgetown.
I'm Henry Johnson.
Game Sharp from Warren Rutt.
Welcome.
Could you summarize for me what other than the you know, bringing in the double wides, what's the difference in the layout of these two plans?
There is a little bit more forest clearing in the standard lot option than there was in the cluster to relocate the stormwater management. Other than that, there's not a lot of changes to the application, which, Gene, did we have final approval? I think I got a verbal from you on the cluster. But go ahead and bring over. We never got it recorded, but we...
The commission grants final approval.
Okay, well, we had all our agency approvals in. We just needed to...
We're waiting for the plans to present to the commission.
Copies. Right. So we had the cluster pretty much at final approval, and the need for affordable housing is really what had my client reconsider whether or not the approved plan should be constructed or not.
And to also answer your question, there is I believe it's three fewer lots on this one as opposed to the proposed cluster. I believe the proposed cluster had 38.
Correct.
This one has 35.
So these would all be three-quarter acre lots?
That's correct.
So you're doing away with a cluster subdivision and coming back with a standard subdivision?
That's what we're asking you to consider, yes.
Have you had any discussion with the neighbors about any of this?
We did run into two of them while we were taking photographs. If you turn the page behind your letter, you should see an aerial photograph that shows what the current housing stock is on Layton Road. As you can see, about 60% of the housing that's out there is double wide. Two of the neighbors approached us and questioned us because following that are just photographs of some of those double wides. The two neighbors that asked us what we were doing, we described what we were doing. They both happened to work in the construction industry in one way, shape, or form. Were both, their demeanor was very positive that change made a lot of sense. I guess because they felt like it might put food on their table ultimately.
Mr. Christenberry, am I correct that under the cluster subdivision that slightly over 12 acres of forested area was to remain?
I don't. Do you have the plan?
I believe that's pretty close. I don't have the specific.
This is
yeah. And under the standard lot, there would be no requirement for any of the forest to remain?
We would still, there would still be some, but it would probably be less. However, as a practical matter, what you would have is a lot more of that forest remaining on the three-quarter acre lots. In my experience, that half-acre lots, I live on a half-acre lot, 80% of my lot was cleared from my driveway, house, and septic system.
Would the 12, under the standard lot, the 12 acres of forest would be outside the control of the developer?
Correct. It would.
It would totally be, so if somebody wanted to go out there and bench test Husqvarna's, they could.
We would be very open to, if the commission wanted a requirement that the rear 30 foot of all the lots would be part of an easement that would prohibit tree removal. I don't think that's going to be a problem.
And I believe in the conditions on the preliminary approval, there was a requirement for a restrictive covenant strictly prohibiting the cutting down of trees of a certain inch caliber, and that has been prepared.
And in the areas where the lots would then abut the exterior of the project, we would use that same 30-foot easement to provide a similar buffer to what is in common space in the cluster, but it would be located within an easement.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, look at my glancing at this. It looks like two totally different subdivisions with obviously the purpose of the cluster is to preserve open space and provide a superior design, which looking at the cluster and looking at what proposed, I can see the advantage of having a cluster subdivision with superiority.
My concern, and I'm open to new information, certainly, is that, this went through a public hearing process, was presented it to us in a certain way. Now, this isn't a minor change. This is a change from one kind of subdivision to another kind of subdivision. There's no, I have no reason to doubt the applicant's testimony. We all know Mr. Christenberry to be a person of integrity. However, we have nothing from any of the neighbors that says they approve, disapprove, whatever. This is would all be done without their having an opportunity to participate in the process. And that's what concerns me about it, is that it's not changing a setback or amending a condition or something like that. It's changing from
the whole subdivision.
It's changing the whole thing from one to the other.
Could we request that if a public hearing were deemed to be warranted by the commission, we certainly understand precisely what you're saying, that we be expedited?
You can always request that. And your request is duly noted. Assuming
you.
That you are requesting that, if that's the
we understand your sentiment, and we when we presented this to the staff, they said, ultimately the commission has to decide, and it may be substantial enough that a public hearing is warranted, and we understand if that's your decision that we don't oppose that in any way.
Oh, no. We haven't asked this question in the last meeting or two, so we'll ask it today. Mr. Abbott, what's the backlog today if you put in a subdivision request? Are we 18, 20?
18 to 20 months.
22.
22
months.
Correct. Oh.
Well, that would certainly
somewhere
give the market
rain,
time to recover.
The applications are not very many. We have four subdivisions this year, and we've had eight or nine conditional uses and change of zones. And I think two of those were repeats that we were change of zones that converted to conditional uses, or they went from CR1 to B1 or something of that nature.
We're still recovering from the 100 in 2005.
2005, right.
Yeah. Four years later, we're still trying
to
get over that.
Advertising, I believe, for August applications, 07.
August 07.
Right. Okay. Yeah, right now. August or September, somewhere there. And the council has expressed some interest in getting more applications heard, which would require the commission to have more meetings, which may be a topic of discussion at some future date with the council.
Okay, then.
It's all dang.
Having said all that.
Okay. Having said all that.
All right, boys. It's like it's four meetings a month. Well.
Mr. Chairman, can the applicant give us an idea of what the economy would be of purchasing a double-wide home on one of these lots versus a modular home?
The realtor told me that the market now, you got to sell your lot and now double wide and stay right around 200,000 or like 199 is great. The mm-hmm. banks seem to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we just haven't caught up that market.
I'm just wondering, do you have an approximation of what a modular, like a Hudson home or a
Barracka
home?
I've been told 20,000 more. But I don't know if that's so. I haven't really checked into it myself, you know. I had somebody interested in lot told me, so I guess they would know because they were, you know, buying.
Mr. Smith, what it boils down to is how much can you get for the lot? Because that's the developer's variable construction cost, what it costs. If the market's buying a $200,000 house and it's going to cost him $150,000 to put a house on it, then he can get $50,000 for his lot. Going to put a double wide on it, he can get it done for less than he can charge more for his lot.
Yeah, I'm shooting in the 75,000 range for lots.
That's sort of what I don't understand about the application. Typically, the developer would go for a cluster because it would allow for a shorter road, less utility infrastructure cost, and more lots, which should make it.
We actually have more lots. The problem is the buyers are looking at what they can afford to put together, and if it's not a three-quarter acre lot, they just keep driving.
Well, if it's not a three-quarter acre lot, they can't put a double wide on it. But you can do everything else.
There's a large portion of buyers that's what they're interested in.
Yeah. When the cluster plan was conceived, I guess this wasn't a consideration.
That was 2006.
Thank you, Franken.
2009 and 2006, we're looking at two very different realities economically. The plan you're looking at is actually the exhibit I used in the 2006 hearing. I would try to make some improvements, including indicating the easements and things of that nature.
So what you're telling us is that the plan you showed us is the plan you used to prove that your
cluster
was
better.
You're going to a public hearing.
Good. We would make improvements.
The question is whether or not you can get expedited. Of course, it's not my motion. It's up to you, sir. But, it's getting a little...
Everything's being expedited. So expediting it might move you up to 18 months instead of 22.
Well, that's not a decision that has to be made today.
Yes.
The decision in front of us today is whether or not you're going to accept this as this revised preliminary or required to go through the public hearing process.
Well, my inclination is that it should go through the public hearing process. And I think given the that they have been through this process before and all that, I would be inclined to expedite it as well.
Right.
So,
fair enough. Make that part of your motion.
Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2006-39 for Henry James Johnson, my motion is for denial of their requested revised preliminary approval for this subdivision, and that the matter should go through the public hearing process as an expedited application.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to deny the revised preliminary plan for subdivision 2006-39, Henry James Johnson, and require it, the revised plan to be the subject of a public hearing, with that public hearing being expedited by the Planning and Zoning Office as soon as is reasonably possible. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.